Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All of his friends start college in August. And because he's going to California, they don't start school until September. Okay. And so he's like, this is such a bummer. Like, everybody's getting ready to take off, and I'm just going to be stuck here with you.
BJ.
I feel for him. No. Stuck here.
Stuck here with you. Me. With me.
Jamie.
I said, all right, well, then let's do something crazy. Let's go to Switzerland or something like that, somewhere we haven't been.
If he goes to Switzerland, he still has to go with you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alrighty, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning and welcome. It is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. On the Odyssey app, it's free and it's for your phone and you can take us anywhere you go. Podcast, it's there too. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm
a little bit better.
Yeah, I know you left here yesterday.
I did not feel good. Yeah. I had the chills all day yesterday. Some people call it like the travel flu or whatever, you know. And I oh my God, I was freezing. I had three comforters on me.
Oh my God. You think it was something maybe you ate?
No, I don't think so. I just
think straight up like the flu.
Yeah, I just had like the little flu. So I don't know. I feel better, but not 100%, but way better than yesterday.
Oh, the 24-hour flu, I guess, right?
Yep. But man, at least I'm not in Florida.
This melted thing is
crazy.
Oh
my God, I just saw that. I was watching a live feed just now of the traffic.
Yeah.
They're not even moving.
No.
There was a woman, she was crying and she was saying that they have no gas. She has six kids and she's afraid she's going to be stuck on the freeway.
I watched her video.
Oh, you did?
Did you watch it?
I did. I didn't know
if you watched the entire thing, so I'm asking. I watched her video. She has six kids, her and her husband. Four dogs and a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She says they all can't even fit in her car. And there's no hotels within 500 miles of Tampa, Florida. And no gasoline to get out of the area. It's just...
I'm wondering why she planned on this yesterday. You know, we've kind of had the heads up for a little while.
Yeah.
Because I know my friend Brad, he got gas like 4 days ago.
I think when you're in that situation, now I was in Florida for 15 years and I never had anything like this happen. So I can't really say, I'm just guessing. But I think that you wait and wait and wait because you've had a lot of, in that area, you've had a lot of forecasted storms that never happen.
Yeah.
And so maybe in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, it's never happened, so it's not going to happen.
And it's funny you say that because I get the NOAA, notifications. Mm-hmm. And I've had two other hurricanes been downgraded to tropical storms just this morning.
Yeah.
They were out in the ocean or whatever. But.
Now, they say Milton's going to back down a bit now. Not enough to keep it from being catastrophic, for sure. But it's a Category 5 as of yesterday. Now it's a 4 this morning.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
it dropped down to a 4
this morning. And now they're saying that by the time it hits Tampa, it's going to be a 3. But that's still 150 miles per hour wind.
Yeah,
for
yesterday,
sure.
Yesterday, this thing topped out at 180 miles per hour. And the people that are in charge of the whole NOAA and the weather, you know, meteorologists that know more than we do, they were going to create a special Category 6.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They didn't know what else to do because it was surpassing everything a 5 is.
Crazy. Anyway.
All right, we'll get into this a little bit later on.
I think we just got into it.
Well, we're going to do it later, too, Jamie.
Oh, I know, but you said we'll get into it. I was like, I feel like we completely covered it.
Mm, we got more stuff.
Oh, we do? Yeah. What else can we possibly?
I got a meteorologist that's crying.
Yeah, everybody saw that. Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, got several pieces of audio to play later on.
Okay, so, all right.
We'll do
wall-to-wall coverage. Wanna?
You got a bad attitude today.
Why? Because that was funny.
You beat me up?
No, that was funny. You said, we'll get into it. And we literally covered it for 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, this is an early crowd. We have another crowd that joined later.
I was like, what is he talking about? We'll get into it.
Spadell, what's the problem with our computers this morning? We have crap around here, don't we?
Hello. I wish I could tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have no idea. That computer should work. I put a password in that 100% should work. And
it's not me. It's screwed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not you.
Yeah. And this computer was out this morning. I mean, the internet, it was crazy this morning.
Yeah, you couldn't do anything over
there. It's a damn hurricane, folks.
I guess so.
I guess so. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show just getting rolling here on this Tuesday morning. Coming up later on this morning, we have a code word for you. Maroon 5's in Vegas. They're doing that residency thing.
Yep.
And we're going to fly you out there. You'll go to Vegas.
That would be a nice trip to have.
Man, get to Vegas. Have some fun. All right, we'll give you a code word coming up later on this morning. A lot on the way. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Speaking of weather, our weather here has been absolutely unbelievable.
What do you mean?
We're in the 80s every single day.
Oh,
this is October, what, 8th?
It's hot.
It's crazy.
It is.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah. Well, I do remember being here 1 year in when my stepkids were little. 1 year we had snow, and 1 year it was really hot for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do remember that because I remember thinking, hey, just last year it was snowing.
Yeah, I don't have the best memory.
Well, I just go on. I don't either. I just go on Halloween.
I feel like it goes every other year. Like, we'll have a warm Halloween, then we'll have a cold Halloween, then we'll have a warm again.
Yeah, because I do remember standing in line with a bunch of people. We took a Halloween tour with a bunch of people, and we were sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hot.
The last few years, I remember it being cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Going out last year was. Treating mm-hmm. with Frog. All right, big news yesterday. Well, if you want it to be big news, it's not big news to me. Donald Trump. Is coming to town.
Oh, I saw that.
Friday night.
Yep.
He's going to be out at the Gaylord. People are going bonkers. So my wife last night, she sees this on her feet, right? We're in bed.
Yeah.
She goes, I think I can get a ticket. So she's on her phone. And I go, whoa, stop. Can I go on record with something, honey? There is not one politician in the world that I'd ever get tickets and go.
Go in, wait in line.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to go in wait in line. If you watch these speeches, and it can be Biden, it can be Trump, it can be Kamala, it can be anybody. Those are the most boring events in the world to sit there and listen to policy.
Well, that's
for 3
not what
hours.
He's doing.
What?
He's getting in the lazy river.
Yeah, he's going to take a dip.
He's going lazy rivering with everybody.
Now, if that's the case, Jamie, you show me proof that's going to happen. I'm there.
Okay.
Now, I want to see Donald Trump in a Speedo in the lazy river.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a phenomenal lazy river.
It is a great lazy river.
That was not in the ad.
Yeah.
I had been told that last night, lying in bed, Donald Trump in a Speedo in the lazy river.
Exactly.
I would be there.
Get your facts straight, man. That's what's happening.
Wouldn't
that's the Gaylord. I know, right?
And he announced Aurora. I don't even consider the Gaylord Aurora.
That's funny that you say that. I did a double take too. about the Gaylord in Aurora.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like the city hall up there in on the square.
I was thinking Stapleton or something. Yeah. I don't know where it was. Or that whole parking lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where they have carnivals and stuff. Right. You know, but his carnival there,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. I was like, Gaylord.
And the Gaylord's catching heat, too, from Democrats.
Oh, they are? Yeah. For hosting him?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Look, let it go. He's not going to win the state of Colorado. We all know that, all right? So it's no big deal.
Let the man be on the lazy river.
Yeah, let him do the lazy river. Toss him a tube.
Exactly.
Let him roll. But my wife actually was looking for tickets. And I'm like, honey, I'm not going to drive out there on a Friday night. Do you know how bad the roads are going that way? And then you add this to it with that presidential motorcade and everything that comes
I
with this.
I thought you said bonercade.
You're back in the lazy river, aren't you?
Wow, that was weird. My hearing is obviously off today. Airplane.
There's just no way. There's no politician.
Uh-oh, you're already getting it.
For what?
For saying her name wrong.
Who, Kamala?
Yeah. Oh, God. Now you just...
Kamala.
It's Kamala?
Yeah. Kamala.
Whoopi Goldberg says Kamala.
Well, she's wrong.
She is?
It's
no,
Kamala.
Whoopi's never wrong.
No, she's wrong.
I watch Whoopi every day.
Yeah, right.
She is not wrong.
Like a comma in a sentence, comma.
Or just remember like this, comma, chameleon.
That's a great song.
Like
now,
that.
Now, if she were going to be out there in the lazy river.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
Oh, God. I'm going to text my wife this morning saying, honey, there's been an update. He's going to be in the lazy
river. He's going to be in the lazy river.
Grab those tickets.
Yeah,
Grab those tickets. Let's get the hell out there, man.
Some people are like, oh, great. This is going to be the worst drive ever.
It's going to be absolutely off. Yeah. Pena Boulevard's already a mess.
Now,
and you go out partially, you know, and take, what, 56 or 58, something like that, to go out to the Gaylord. But it's going to be an absolute nightmare on Friday.
It's
Friday's already bad.
I know.
Then you had this motorcade.
He might have said it. I don't know.
Hashtag bonercade.
I like that term better. Yeah, you put the Trump bonercade in there, and then look at the mess you got, man.
What time is he flying in? Does anybody know?
I don't know what time he's flying in. I think the event starts at 7
p.m.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
7 p.m. That will be bad timing.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, people going and coming from the airport, you're going to be stopped. I mean, there's a chance they shut down Pena for a portion of it.
Okay, it says the event starts at 1 p.m. Doors will be at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, that's better.
All right, that's better.
Because I was like, what? Seven.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm not that deep into it. I don't care. You know? It's just not one of my things.
My God.
All right, well, that was announced yesterday, and people went ballistic over it, saying, oh, man, I don't know. Yeah. Why is he here? What's going on here?
Well, yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Well, he's doing what they're doing. They're campaigning.
Yeah, they're campaigning.
But it doesn't make sense that he's here since we know he's not going to win this state.
No, he's not going to win this state.
Oh,
I don't know what he's up to.
Fun will be had by all. The bonercade in the wet river or whatever
it's called.
Oh, man. I got to bring something up.
What?
I'm in trouble. Again.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Due to Carson knows. Carson knows.
For what?
Who told you? To one of the bosses said to make sure I do it.
Yeah,
because you walked in.
They put me in charge. Like I have power over
you. Oh, you're babysitting him.
Yes.
Oh,
I have to complete a compliance test today.
You do?
Yeah.
I got that email too. If I don't do it, I'm not. They said I'm non-compliant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whew. At least you got it too. We're both out.
I thought it was just BJ.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm always compliant.
Yeah, it's respected in the workplace.
Yeah. I know all about that because I'm very respectful.
Get to it later. I'll bring it up later. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Aw, oh, man.
What's the matter?
I was just looking because I follow 285 Traveler in Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody just hit a bear.
Oh,
that's sad.
Bear.
Yeah. Well, they're saying northbound 285, someone hit a bear in the middle of the night, left hand lane right before you the last RTD park before you enter the canyon.
Yeah. Oh. You know what my neighbor did yesterday? He tried to sell me half a cow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just pulled up and said, hey, you want a half a cow?
He's probably looking for somebody to split it with.
Yeah, it was a tough decision to make on the spot.
Was it?
He threw me for a loop, Jamie. I didn't expect it. That was Lug Nut Paul.
Oh, he did,
Lug Nut Paul comes whipping in and rolls down his window and says, hey, you want to buy a half a cow?
Every once in a while, we get that random text from Michelle, and she'll put it out to the group. Does anybody want to buy a half a cow?
It throws you for a loop.
It does.
It froze me yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, well, let me think about this. Half a cow.
Which side do I get? Which end? What?
Do I get the ass end or do I get the front end?
I like rump roast. I don't know. All right, anyway. Taylor Swift has officially become the wealthiest woman in music with a net worth of $1.6 billion with a B dollars.
Thank God.
She's now richer than Madonna, Beyonce, and Celine Dion. Rihanna, by the way, previously held the spot for richest female musician because of her clothing line and her makeup and all that stuff. But Taylor Swift has surpassed her $1.6 billion. And here's the thing. You would think with $1.6 billion, you wouldn't buy your outfit from Walmart.
Does she?
Did you see that outfit last night?
No, I didn't. Well, I saw her, but I didn't notice the outfit. Was it
brown plaid. It's brown plaid. Yeah. Yeah.
And she even had, like, painted on freckles.
Yeah, she painted on some gold freckles. Well,
I saw the glitter.
Yeah, and then it was brown plaid, and
I don't know about that glitter thing either.
The freckle glitter.
Yeah,
freckle.
You throw on glitter to go to a ball game.
You want to be sparkly, okay?
I guess so.
Every girl throws on a little glitter.
Yeah, it looks weird though, sitting next to her dad.
I'm so glittery. Wait, her dad was there too.
Yeah, I feel like her dad should just say, "Hey, can you wipe that off your face, please? Can you wipe that off?"
No, I like glitter. Glitter's cute for things like that. I just didn't know why she put it in freckles. Everybody likes to just like put a little glitter on their chest and, you know, whatever, a little bit in their hair, whatever, for things like that, these games. But she actually like drew on freckles.
And it wasn't like a couple. Yeah. It was a ton.
Yeah, it was.
All in one little area.
Yeah, it was like a constellation on her face.
I think that was her dad sitting next to her. I think that's what they said.
I just saw it. I only saw it on the internet, her outfit, and I was like, woof. I didn't flatter her, and I don't know who her stylist is. It just didn't look good.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
You know, she's a cute girl, but this was trying too hard, in my opinion. You know how we've all had that day? You know, like when you wore those chaps?
Well, maybe
she was just trying too hard.
Yeah. No, I've done that. Maybe she was just trying to pull one of those scenes where the day you're announced a billionaire, you downplay it. You downplay it.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Because, you know, there's those Walton guys that drive that old pickup truck.
Yeah.
You know, and people that, you know.
They give them mad respect for that. Yeah.
They get to be a billionaire, and you look like you don't have a penny to your damn name, man. And that's a look, you know, that these rich people have.
Right.
Like it's called old money.
Yeah, like my friend George Maloof. He would take Southwest.
Yeah.
All the time. And then he'd put us on private jets, but he would only fly Southwest.
Yeah, maybe she got a phone call yesterday. Hey, you're officially a billionaire. Hey, give me the brown checkered one. I'll take that one, yeah. You know, it's intentional. I don't know. I didn't get a lot of sleep.
You didn't?
No.
I got too much. We're going to be really opposite today.
We were yesterday. You didn't have sleep yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I
had
sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
Today it's the opposite.
Yeah, it is the opposite.
I think it works this way, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody said the glitter is these little glitter freckle patches from a girl who owns a small business, and she's excited that Taylor wore them because, you know, most likely she'll sell out now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they
Everyone's
already
going to want them.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they're 15 bucks. I saw it this morning. Yeah, I guess it's on, I don't know if it's Amazon or where it's at, but it's on some website, and they say that it's completely gone this morning.
Yep.
15 bucks each for those freckles.
Because we're all sheep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm even wearing it.
I know you are. I know you are. Jamie, she's trying to hide her baby bum, and that's why her boobs have gotten so big. Okay, you know what's funny? Is that I thought she had a little bump, too, but I don't want to be that girl, because I always felt bad for Jennifer Aniston.
Well, yeah.
If
and
she
there
had a
is a buffet up there in those suites.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
is,
there's a buffet, so she could have downed a couple of wieners before the game.
Yeah.
Well, she could.
What? I okay.
They have those foot long hot dogs up there.
Man, that sounds good.
I know. Does it though?
It does sound good. All right, let's see here. The highly anticipated, we covered this yesterday, but just so you know, the highly anticipated Joker sequel, which hit theaters on Friday, is underwhelming at the box office. And I guess Lady Gaga is sad.
Oh, man.
She's in shock, they're saying.
I'm sad.
She couldn't believe how disappointed everybody is and all the negativity about the Joker. She's focused on quickly pushing out other projects quickly. She's telling her management, get me another movie. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Let's ignore this one. Make it go away. Yeah, I guess people are saying the reviews are saying that they're leaving early.
Well, and people are even saying that Harley Quinn, the character that she plays, is just the worst version ever of Harley
really?
Quinn. Yeah. So that's a personal attack on her, too.
Yeah, it says her team, this is Lady Gaga, her team is quietly looking at other projects that can roll out as they want to move on as quickly as possible.
Well, that really sucks.
So I guess she's eyeing a Tarantino movie.
I was hoping for a good movie here.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a great actress. We've talked about this. I mean, in that House of Gucci or House of Style, whatever they called it, she was amazing. I mean, you believed that she was the Gucci girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then Shallow, the Chris Christopherson old remake, or what was that about? A Star is Born.
Yeah, Star is Born.
Anyway, so that's a shame. You always hate that when that happens, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do, because
a dirge.
Know, like I said, I was so expecting this one to be killer. And when you saw the promo, the trailer for this thing, it looked great.
One time I was in a Warner Brothers picture, and it was called Rockstar,
and
it was starring Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston, and Jamie White, and guess what they called it?
What'd they call it?
A dirge, a flop.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Rockstar was a dirge flop?
It was a huge flop.
Well, it's not the best movie.
It's
I've
horrible.
Seen it a few times.
Dude, it's horrible.
It's not the best.
I mean, but thank you for getting me dollars, you know.
Yeah, no. I
every
watch
time
it.
You see it, I get a royalty.
Yeah, when I see it on, I'll stick around
you,
for a while.
Thank you. But no, it was considered a flop.
A flop?
A big flop.
Now, was it released nationwide in theaters?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It sure was.
That's pretty cool, though.
I thought that maybe it was just made for TV or something.
No, we had a whole premiere and everything.
Oh, walked you did?
Down the red carpet. Yep, the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and then it dirged.
And a flop and a dop. Yeah. We had the whole movie premiere, and it felt like Jennifer was there and everybody, and it just felt uncomfortable because it was pretty horrible. And then remember we had the after party, and then Brad was there with her. And then remember he came, I was talking to Jen, you know, my friend Jen, and Brad came up and he's like, "Hun, I'm going to be right over here." And I was like, "Oh my God, Brad Pitt just told you where he's going to be."
That would be surreal. Like, that would be the crazy moment right there.
And if I'm not mistaken, yesterday Lady Gaga said, "Hey, I'm concerned about my career. Look at Jamie White."
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Happened to her?
Exactly.
She's now working with a guy named BJ over in Denver.
Exactly. And they were like, "Oh no!"
Yeah,
hurry, do the Tarantino thing. Unfortunately, I didn't get the next opportunity to do a Tarantino movie. In fact, I couldn't even tell you who the director was on my movie.
So Lady Gaga is one more flop away from working with me.
Right?
Yeah.
She's next. I keep the seat warm for her.
I hate this Joker thing's not working out, man.
I know you do.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Man.
They're saying, I know, because I saw this actually on TMZ yesterday. So there's a lawyer, and he has 120 people that are coming forward saying that things happened with Sean Diddy Combs. And so they're meticulously going through the whole list. And Harvey really, really pushed him and said, "Are there going to be celebrities? Are there going to be celebrities?" And he's like, "I know you guys all want these celebrities, you know, like to come through." He goes, but he basically said this. He didn't say it exactly, but this is what he's saying. They're going to settle and we're not going to hear about it.
They're all going to get paid off.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do that, though.
They're going to settle, and they're not going to press charges, and they're going to settle.
Yeah, but from what I understand, these parties were groups of just a bunch of people, lots of people that were there. How do you settle with everybody and your name not get released? It's very convoluted. I don't understand how they're going to do this. It's not like a one-on-one event where you can settle with that person that you took to a hotel somewhere or whatever. This was a group big house, you know, all kinds of crap going on. I don't know how you settle.
Hey, Spadilla, if you could try to find the audio where yesterday on TMZ the guy explained it. It kind of gets a little long-winded.
Yeah.
But if you could just get the part where it explains the celebrity part, okay, and how they're basically, you know, they're going to settle. And he said, basically, if you saw something, like with underage kids,
right, yeah,
and you didn't say anything, if you knew drugs were being placed in people's drinks and you didn't say anything, he's like, I'm telling you, you're liable.
All right, so let me ask you this. That's what I'm getting at. All right, let's say you show up at one of these parties. Let's say you're one of the big names, a celebrity. You see something going on that should not have been going on, okay? And there's video, and you're on the video. Who are you settling with? I should have been a lawyer.
I guess whoever saw
was there
you,
and saw you.
If they can put you at that place.
If this lawyer has video
okay,
to release, who are you settling with? See what I'm saying? It's
John Denver. I don't know the
answer. It's very convoluted. Okay.
Anyway. It says some big name celebrities are going to quietly be paying off victims to avoid being publicly named in lawsuits related to the case. That's what they're saying. And it says some celebrities have opted to settle. Now, as of yesterday, that's not true. That guy said he hasn't settled with anybody. As of yesterday, he said that we want to go through the list meticulously because, you know, we don't want to have a defamation case.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this says that they've settled because...
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think anybody settled.
No, Harvey asked him, have you settled? And he's like, no, nobody not settled. Yet.
No, and I don't think they're going to be able to.
Right? Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Kanye West and Bianca. Oh no.
It was going to last forever.
Kanye West and Bianca.
You know what this means?
They're headed for a divorce. What?
I'm not going to see her naked anymore.
I know.
She's going to be all covered up.
Yeah.
This is so sad. It says they say that Ye and Bianca have been telling people around them that they split up for a few weeks now. She's, I think, in Australia with her family, and he's in Tokyo, and they haven't been seen around each other. So.
It's over.
That's a shame. Well, I'm kind of glad because I felt like she was being brainwashed anyway.
Yeah. She was definitely being controlled.
Yeah. She needed to get out of that thing. Why'd your eyebrows raise? Well, hey.
No, from what I read, her family talked her into it. They finally convinced her that it was a bad look.
It was about time.
Bad look.
And then they were saying that, Kanye, I guess, is against lawyers. He doesn't like lawyers at all. So they don't think he even got a prenup.
Oh no.
I'll bet he did.
I think he would have, right?
Yeah,
you would hope so.
Yeah,
but right?
I don't know. He's so hot and cold.
That's what they said, and it might have been on. It's just spontaneous, like let's get married right now, and didn't do it.
And didn't, yeah,
because that's how he is. But I guess she was in charge of that Malibu mansion that he bought for $53 million, and then took a hell of a loss at $20 million. They said that she was supposed to redo it, and then they just let it like just rot there.
It was just cement.
Yeah, all cement. So weird. That's a weird dude right there.
It is a weird
dude.
Yeah,
he's a...
Well, she is too, in a way.
Well, to go with it, right?
Yeah
that's
you
true.
You gotta figure that, right?
Let's see here. Well, let me see if there's something else. Ben Affleck had a broken down car. Nobody cares about that. Let's see here. Nobody cares about that. Oh, hold on. Let me just see. Nope. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ Knight at El Paso Speedway's not in your stack.
I have more information about that.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You're kidding?
No.
Now, our audience that listens right now, you probably don't know what we're talking about because we normally talk about this after around 9 o'clock in the morning. We sponsor a race car in town. Well, not in town. It's in the area. It's in El Paso Speedway. And Nash is our driver. Nash Car. And Jamie and I put our logo on his car. And he's been killing it. Well, they're doing BJ Night at the racetrack.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm going down there.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be just festivities, man.
All the festivities.
Festivities out the yin yang, man.
Yeah.
So what do you have for me? Oh, maybe we should come back to this.
Okay.
Is it that big?
No.
Crap. All right, let's do it now.
Okay. I just talked to the promoter for the races. He's getting some stuff together. I should have the form for you by tomorrow morning to give away some tickets if you want. They'll be covering anyone from the morning show and all their families to come on out. I'll also send the order of events out on our page. And then she said they'll be around 2, down there around 2 if you want to come out early.
Oh.
This is starting to feel like a one-way street to me. Okay, can I explain something here?
Yeah.
They're wanting us to do a lot for this event, and they're doing hardly anything, okay? They're doing literally no drone show. There's no parade. There's no, you know, there's no hoopla, man. I want dancing girls. I want the whole thing, you know? Yeah. I want it to be, you know, just full of festivities down there, but they don't really have... I'm not even on their website.
No pageantry.
They haven't requested a logo from us, have they, Jamie?
No. No,
nothing. I mean, they're absolutely... But yet, they want us to give away El Paso Speedway tickets on the air. Hey, can you guys bump that Maroon 5 in Vegas trip so we can give away Speedway tickets?
Well, don't forget, they want us to sell t-shirts, too.
Oh, yeah. They want me to You're come down there the and haul tent. T-shirts to say NASCAR on the front. My name's not even on the shirt.
Hey, you're the one that told him you wanted to go down there and drive a car, so it's on you.
Yep.
Oh, this is not turning out the way I thought it would.
I know.
It's not. I will be right back.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
BJ and Jamie.
Big news yesterday. Well, if you want it to be big news, it's not big news to me. Donald Trump is coming to town.
Oh, I saw that.
Friday night.
Yep.
He's going to be out at the Gaylord. People are going bonkers. So my wife last night, she sees this on her feed, right? We're in bed.
Yeah.
She goes, I think I can get us tickets. She's on her phone. And I go, whoa, stop. Can I go on record with something, honey? There is not one politician in the world that I'd ever get tickets and go
and wait in line.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to go in wait in line. If you watch these speeches, and it can be Biden, it can be Trump, it can be Kamala, it can be anybody. Those are the most boring events in the world to sit there and listen to policy.
Well, that's
for three
not what
hours.
He's doing.
What?
He's getting in the lazy river.
Yeah, he's going to take a dip.
No,
so he's no. he's going lazy rivering with everybody.
No, if that's the case, Jamie, you show me proof that's going to happen. I'm there.
Okay.
You know, I want to see Donald Trump in a Speedo right? in the lazy river.
That's what's going to happen.
Hell yeah. I mean, it is a phenomenal lazy river.
It is a great lazy river.
That was not in the end. I had been told that last night, lying in bed, Donald Trump in a Speedo in the lazy river.
Exactly.
I would be there.
My gosh. Get your facts straight, man. That's what's happening.
Wouldn't
that's
the
Gaylord.
Funny,
I know, right?
And he announced Aurora. I don't even consider the Gaylord Aurora.
That's funny that you say that. I did a double take, too. Gaylord and Aurora.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like the city hall up there and on the square.
I was thinking Stapleton or something. Yeah. I don't know where it was.
Or
that
right
whole
off,
parking
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
Where they have carnivals and stuff.
Right.
You know, but his carnival there,
yeah.
right?
I don't know. I was like, Gaylord.
And the Gaylord's catching heat, too, from Democrats.
Oh, they are? Yeah. For hosting him?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Look, it's let it go. He's not going to win the state of Colorado. We all know that. All right? So it's no big deal.
Let the man be on the lazy
river. Yeah, let him do the lazy river. Toss him a tube.
Exactly.
Let him roll. But my wife actually was looking for tickets. And I'm like, honey, I'm not going to drive out there on a Friday night. Do you know how bad the roads are going that way? And then you add this to it with that presidential motorcade and everything that comes with this.
I thought you said bonercade.
Motorcade. You're back in the lazy river, aren't you?
Wow, that was weird. My hearing is obviously off today. Airplane.
There's just no way. There's no politician.
Uh-oh, you're already getting it. You're already getting it.
For what?
For saying her name wrong.
Who, Kamala?
Yeah. Oh, God. Now you just...
Kamala.
It's Kamala?
Yeah. Kamala.
Whoopi Goldberg says Kamala.
Huh?
Whoopi Goldberg says Kamala.
Well, she's wrong.
She is?
It's
no,
Kamala.
Whoopi's never wrong.
No, she's wrong.
I watch Whoopi every day.
Yeah, right.
She is not wrong.
Like a comma in a sentence, comma.
Or just remember like this, comma, chameleon.
That's a great song.
Like
now,
that.
Now, if she were going to be out there in the lazy river.
Yeah, that'd be hot. Oh, God.
I'm going to text my wife this morning saying, honey, there's been an update. He's going to be in the lazy river.
He's going to be in the lazy river.
Grab those tickets.
Yeah,
grab those
let's
tickets.
Go.
Let's get the hell out there, man.
Some people are like, oh, great. This is going to be the worst drive ever.
It's going to be absolutely awful. Pena Boulevard's already a mess.
Now,
and you go out partially, you know, and take, 56 or 58, something like that, to go out to the Gaylord. But it's going to be an absolute nightmare on Friday.
It's
Friday's already bad.
I know.
Then you add this motorcade.
He might have said it. I don't know.
Hashtag Bonergate.
I like that term better. Yeah, you put the Trump Bonergate in there. And then look at the mess you got, man.
What time is he flying in? Does anybody know?
I don't know what time he's flying in. I think the event starts at 7
p.m.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
7
p.m.
That
yeah.
will be bad timing.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
people going and coming from the airport, you're going to be stopped. I mean, there's a chance they shut down Pena for a portion
yeah.
of it.
Okay. It says the event starts at 1 p.m. Doors will be at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, that's
right.
better.
All right. That's better.
Because I was like, what?
Was yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm not that deep into it. I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
It's just not one of my things.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
All right. Well, that was announced yesterday, and people went ballistic over it. Oh, man, I don't know, yeah. Why is he here? What's going on here?
Well, yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Well, he's doing what they're doing. They're campaigning.
Campaigning.
But it doesn't make sense that he's here since we know he's not going to win the state.
No, he's not going to win the state.
Oh.
I don't know what he's up to.
Fun will be had by all. The bonercade in the wet river or whatever
it's
called.
Come on down.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.